Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
Just before we share our five things, thank you so much to Richard Wicksteed, who's shared with us a video he's directed about the Kwatu Sand Culture and Education Centre. I've shared that on our Twitter feed at Cape Talk if you're interested in taking a look. Appreciate it, Richard. Now, on to our pick for this long weekend. School holidays now in full swing, so we're going to kick off with a show that's perfect for even the little ones in the family. It's a ballet based on the classic tale of The Little Mermaid, a show that will feature not only wonderful dance interpretations of the story, but also several of the popular songs from the Disney animated movie version, including Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and Part of Your World. It is a collaboration between the Cape Town City Ballet and choreographer Adam Sage, and it is on at the Artscape Theatre from today until Sunday the 6th of January. There are evening shows at 6 and 7:30 p.m. with matinees in the afternoon at 2 and 3 p.m. So it's suitable for anybody who's old enough to sit through a show of an hour to an hour and a half in length, if I can put it that way. Tickets range from 150 to 200 rand a day, and they are available through CompuTicket. If you'd like to read up more of the details about The Little Mermaid, please visit artscape.co.za.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
And from under the sea to under the trees, the Township Opera Company is going to be spreading some Christmas cheer as they perform Carols in the Forest, a beautiful musical feast in the wonderful setting of the Forest Around Rhodes Memorial Restaurant. On the line with me is Sandile Kamle, who is one of the tenors in the company, as well as director of this event. Sandile, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Good afternoon.
Now, the story of the Township Opera Company is a wonderful one, but I'm going to keep that until the new year when we're getting you guys in for a full half-hour interview. For now, won't you please tell us what is happening on Monday evening at the Rhodes Memorial Restaurant?
We are doing a variety of carols. You're different, not all of your traditional carols, but your carols with a twist of some African rhythms within the carols. So it's a variety of jazz, some with jazz chords, some with folk songs, mixed with folk songs. So it's going to be something which is very much exciting. It's quite new.
Okay, now it's happening from 5:30 till 7 on Monday evening. Do you need to book tickets in advance?
Yes, web ticket. Or if you can't get it on web ticket, Quicket.
And they're 120 rand a person. Just to be clear, yes, Sandile, the restaurant itself won't be serving meals, but there is going to be a bar service beforehand. Is that correct?
There will be an interval, but during the interval, the restaurant will be open.
Oh, it will be. Okay.
Yeah, it will be open.
Sandile Kamle, thanks for the update. So the Township Opera Company's African take on carols at Rhodes Memorial Restaurant Monday evening, 5:30 till 7 p.m. And Sandile, we look forward to sharing the full story of the company in the early new year. That's, of course, not the only option for Christmas carols at this time of year. Two others I'd like to mention that are coming up. One of them is at Bishop's in Rondebosch, Bishop's School. Richard Cock is going to be directing a massed choir accompanied by the Cape Town Festival Orchestra, leading you through some of your favorite carols. There'll be wine and mince pies served at interval and a collection towards the Bishop's Bursary Fund to ensure that financially needy students can attend the school. It's happening Saturday evening at Bishop's Diocesan College in Rondebosch from 6 till 8 p.m. Tickets there are 160 rand a head and can be booked via CompuTicket. And then, of course, the perennial favorite of carols at Kirstenbosch tonight, Saturday and Sunday evening from 6 p.m. onwards. The actual carol singing gets going a little after 7:30. Kirstenbosch Botanical Gardens is the venue. You can book through web tickets, tickets ranging in price from 30 rand to 125 rand a head.
Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
If you've still got some Christmas shopping to be done and the kids are whining about traipsing around the shops, then why not head for Table Bay Mall and get them searching for Santa while you get your shopping done? The centre has launched a festive app with an augmented reality Santa. It's a first for a South African mall, and I don't know what it means, so I'm going to ask somebody who can explain it to you. Lovely to welcome back my former producer turned digital marketing specialist, Jono Duguid. Great to have you with us, Jono. How does it all work?
So it is a really exciting project that we're thrilled to have come up with. Essentially, there are 8 different stickers around the mall. Each one has got a different scenario with Santa doing something different. Outside the Wimpy, there's one that looks like a dance floor with all the lights. And if you scan it with the app, you see Santa doing a dance. Outside Toys R Us, for example, there's a place where Santa's parked. And what you have to do is you download the app. You can download it at home in advance if you want. It's called the Table Bay Mall Festive app. Alternatively, you can use the free Wi-Fi at the mall to download it. Essentially, you just go to Secret Santa. You select the banner, which matches the sticker, and you see Santa doing something really cool. You can take a photo through the app, and you can save it to your camera roll, share it with your friends, share it on Facebook with for a chance to win one of a value of 4,000 Rand in vouchers, which is really cool.
It is indeed. John O'Dugard, thanks for the update, and lovely to hear your voice on Cape Talk again. The Secret Santa augmented reality experience happening at Table Bay Mall. Put yourself in line to win up to 4,000 Rand in vouchers. Lots going on there as well. There's a Build-A-Bear station. There'll be a pianist serenading shoppers in the center court. All kinds of added kiddies enjoyment, plus a wrapping station for you to get the wrapping done as well. So that's on until the 26th of December at Table Bay Mall. My last reminder is that the Cape Town Natural Hair Fair is happening at the CTICC this weekend. Evenings from 6 till 10 on Saturday, and then on Sunday the whole day from 10 until 5. You book tickets for that via CompuTicket, a celebration of natural beauty and self-acceptance. Tickets range in price from 125 to 380 Rand.